Welcome to episode 288, Summer at USJ and TDR. We are TDR now, and we're the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, and Shanghai Disneyland, and lots of other fun places in Japan. And that's where we're coming to you, directly from Japan. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I work at the tourism office if you're in town, so come check it out if you have any questions. And you can find me at Dream Suites Love on, what is the new Twitter?
Threads.
Threads.
Threads, yeah.
On Threads and on Instagram.
Oh my goodness.
And with me as always, there's the charismatic Chris. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, we've been doing this podcast for so long that it's kind of automatic for us to say, follow on Twitter, follow on this. So when there's something new, it really throws us off. Oh, yeah, that's strange. Yeah, Threads.
Yeah, I always forget the name. I'm like, what is it called?
Facebook's Twitter.
No, I don't like that it's Facebook. I hate that it's Facebook.
Yeah, it is what it is, right? I'm your other host, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer. And I am the one getting a little bit of heat exhaustion. Not good.
No.
Yeah, let's not do that. And also eating all the kakigori to kind of balance things out because, you know, that's how it goes. But yeah, we're talking about summer at both Universal Studios Japan and Tokyo Disney Resort. To be honest, there's not too much going on at Tokyo Disney. It's a little hard to have a full episode on it. So we thought we'd put two in one. Get two All for right. one in this one. Before we start, though, if you're in a position to support the show, you can head on over to our Patreon at patreon.com/TDRnow. And we have like our bonus episodes on there. And we also give early access to the episodes. For our bonus episodes, we have, I think, 5 or 6 years worth of bonus episodes. Like, there's a lot there. So you can go back and listen to us ramble about things over there. Again, it's at patreon.com/TDRnow. Summer at the park. So you haven't gone, right? Because you're smart.
Look, I am not going on a day pass to spend from morning until night in the sun. If it's like an annual pass where I can pop in for like 2 hours and then leave when it gets hot and then maybe come back in the evening, yes. But no freaking way. You could not catch me dead in the summertime.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot. And it's not even the hottest yet.
Yeah. And it got hot early this year.
It did. It was like 34, 35 degrees the other day.
I think today that's what it was. It's freaking nuts.
It's hot. Yeah. And the humidity also does not help. So We're in the thick of it right now. It's hot. So stay safe.
Yeah. Be careful out there. Drink lots of water and things.
So at Tokyo Disney, they're doing their, I want to call it a half summer event, if that, which is going on until September 6th at both parks. More is happening at Disneyland than Disney Sea. Disney Sea is doing this like Duffy event, which really doesn't fit with summer. It's a little strange. They have another harbor greeting.
Wait, did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it. Well, I've seen some videos on it, but I haven't seen it in person. All I know is it's one of the harbor greetings, right? They just go on the boat, they zip around, and then they leave.
Oh, I thought it was like the show. So the show hasn't started with all the gazillion characters on the same.
That started, but I believe it's only for over the summer. I think it's only for, what's the fan club called?
Funderful?
Funderful. I think it's only for Funderful Disney members.
Okay.
For the summer. Let me just double check, because I'm pretty sure that's what I read. Yeah, where is it? Yeah, so right now, the Duffy and Friends Smile and Fun. It's the first time we have all the characters, though, which I guess is cool.
I don't need all the characters. You know, I liked it when the characters were tied to the park.
Yeah.
Like, Duffy represented Cape Cod. And, like, the outfits were Cape Cod-based, and the popcorn buckets were Cape Cod-based. And Gelatoni was, you know, Mediterranean Harbor, right?
Yeah.
I don't need a million characters on the same stage for Disney Sea. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I guess like at Disneyland, it would be fine. But like at Disney Sea, like, keep it Disney Sea, please.
Yeah. So for the new Duffy and Friends Wonderful Friendship, yeah, until August 31st, it's only Wonderful Disney members can see it.
Okay.
So after that, then it'll open. So yeah. That's why I really didn't want to go to Disney Sea. I was like, well,
yeah,
I've seen Duffy and Friends many times at Hong Kong Disneyland. So it wasn't like a must for me. And it was just, you know, more Duffy merchandise, which I like it, but I don't need any more. So I, yeah. Then there's some summer food like kakigori, all that stuff. But Disneyland has the Baymax summer show, which I wish it was a full on, like, you know, the summer shows we would have with the barges and all that.
I don't think they do those anymore, but.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen it since 2019.
That's done. Yeah.
Yeah. Since like summer 2019 was the last time. Like, that was when we had Donald's Hot Jungle Summer.
Yeah.
The stage show, and everyone was like, I was excited for that show. It was great. Yeah. And then, yeah, you know, 2020 happened and here we are. But the Baymax summer show is a little parade. There's two floats that kind of go down the parade route and they stop every few feet, it seems. And there's a catchy Baymax song playing, kind of akin to the Baymax, the Happy Ride Baymax attraction. And then water shoots out and everything. And, you know, like, it's fun for a few minutes. Just comparing to what we used to have, it's kind of like, oh, okay.
I feel like if this is like the olden days, like besides having like more entertainment, like what they would have done is they would have had a daytime version and then they would have had like referring to the ride, like a nighttime version with like lights and have it more like a nightclub vibe. Mm. But that's, I feel like those days are long gone.
Unfortunately, I think you're right. So they have that. And they have cast members walking around spraying people, which I think is a little strange.
No, I like that, though. It was like they started doing that when Monsters, Inc. opened. Remember the little Monsters, Inc., like the little canisters?
Oh.
And that was super cute.
I don't think I was here for that. I think I missed that. I don't know if this is the first time. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I think This is the first time they've added a bunch of water stuff to Toontown.
Toontown, like the cool down areas?
Yeah, like. Because they made a big deal out of it this year. And I don't really recall anything really being there before in the summer.
What did they add?
So one spot is like, it was specifically added for the summer event. It's, you know, just like Toontown random stuff. And it all shoots out water and mist and everything, which is pretty cute. It's fun.
They've always had the fireworks has always been there.
Yeah, that's there.
I don't remember what else.
They added more to the fireworks part. Uh-huh. So there's more water.
Okay.
You'll get pretty wet, not just a little drizzle.
So they added to what they had from before.
Yeah. Plus an extra thing that's been added in there. It's kind of beside the washrooms in Toontown. There's videos on Twitter. Kind of hard to explain.
Is it the light fixture?
No.
Didn't the light fixture used to like have water or something?
No, this is something else.
Okay.
It's like mailboxes and stuff. It's like they specifically made this for the event. It's never been there before. Like they installed it.
That's good. It's an area where a lot of the kids hang out. So it's nice to have that there for the kids to cool down.
Yeah, it's nice for something for the kids, you know. Also, the firehouse portion where you push the button and then one of the Dalmatians come out. There's more water to that, too. Like you'll get pretty wet.
Okay.
So, you know, it's cute. It's cute. I like those little touches. I just wish we also had a really big stage show, you know?
I don't know if it'll ever come back, but it was good when it was here.
As for the merchandise, not too much for the merchandise for like summer specific stuff. They have like some new Baymax stuff and they added some more 40th anniversary stuff. They did the, what's it called? Memory go round stuff, which is not really summer, but they released it in summer. So sure. Fantastic line of merchandise. I loved it. I just love the retro designs on everything. Retro Disneyland logo and the different outfits and everything. Like you can buy Mickey plushes in his different anniversary outfits from the grand opening, the 10th anniversary, all that. I think that's wonderful.
Back when they used to do anniversaries.
Yeah, when they were big spectacles. Yeah. Oh, I saw this on Twitter. They quote unquote fixed the banner, the 40th anniversary banner at Disney Sea.
Oh, wow. Good. What, people complained?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Like it was a rectangle over the arch. So like it didn't fit. It just looked bad.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't do that.
It wasn't custom made.
Yeah.
It was bought from like a store or something that they didn't make it for Disney Sea. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. So that's fixed. So cool.
Good. Hey.
As for, I guess, food, they don't have as much kakigori as they used to. Because you know, before, there'd be kakigori everywhere. Kakigori is the shaved ice. It would be all over the place. The only place I saw it was the Plaza restaurant, Plaza Pavilion restaurant.
What kind was it?
One was a strawberry milk, so strawberry with the condensed milk, and the other one was tropical fruits. So it's pineapple and like blue Hawaiian and some kiwi, I think, on them. I had both of them. Yeah, they're good. Like, it's shaved ice with sugar and fruit on top. There's not much you can really do to mess that up. They were 40th anniversary themed. They have like these little 40th anniversary cookies on it with the 40th anniversary logo, which I thought was kind of cute.
And they have the little collectible cups.
No, these ones didn't have collectible cups.
Seriously?
Yeah, they didn't. I never thought, oh, yeah, you're Disney, right. I didn't think about that.
Game. What?
Where's my collectible cup?
Like, that's merch, Disney. That's not even effort that you need to put onto it. You print the logo on a plastic cup. I don't know what they're doing, man.
I also had the, was it Hayashi? No, yeah. Cold noodles. I can never remember the name. Hayashi men?
Yashi like so men?
The Higashi cold somen? Noodles. Yeah.
No, wait, not Higashi. What is it? I can't
remember. Hayashi? Hayashi men?
No, it's not Hayashi. What is it?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, cold noodles with yuzu and goma. Goma is the sesame seed.
You know, like, we had it in between us. But we had it, like, if we put our answers together, we would have had the right answer.
Did we? What is it?
It's hiyashi.
Hiyashi. Oh.
Hiyashi somen.
Yeah, that. It was good. At the China Voyager, the ramen or the skimen there is pretty decent for theme park noodles.
You can't go wrong with somen. Like, there's no way to mess that up.
No, it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
It's like shaved ice. It's like, if you mess it up, there's a problem.
And it comes with a Mickey printed on some seaweed, which is nice. It's very aesthetically pleasing.
It's just really pleasant to eat in the summertime, right?
Cold noodles are just so nice. Like, cold broth and everything. It just feels nice. Instead of like a hot meal, cold meal, it's nice. There's another meal I wanted to try, but I didn't. They're still closing some of the restaurants early, and it's really bothering me.
It's so annoying. During the high season, it's like, stop.
Camp Woodchuck closed at 5.
Why? Because of the fireworks, or?
I don't know. It's been closing at 5 o'clock since forever. I miss the days when all the restaurants were open until at least 8.
Yeah.
But there was the cold noodles there. It was another yuzu. I think it was just yuzu. There was nothing else in it. And it came with a Donald Duck. I think it was a mochi that looked like his butt. Like, it was Donald Duck's butt, but it was mochi with like his little feet. I wanted to try that, but I didn't, unfortunately.
It sounds cute.
It came with a very strange combination. A chicken tender and shrimp, but not deep fried shrimp, like a full on, full bodied shrimp.
I don't think the chilled somen needs that. The shrimp, fine, but you don't need like anything. I don't know. I don't want anything fried in the somen.
Yeah, it was deep fried chicken tender.
It takes away from the lightness of it, right?
Yeah, I thought that was very strange. But I wanted to try it anyway, but I never got to. And the other thing that I tried that was really good was the coffee jelly smoothie at Cafe Orleans.
That makes sense. Yeah.
It was so good because I remember this too when I was trying it for the Canadians out there. It tasted almost exactly like I'm forgetting the name now. It's from Tim Hortons. Ice cap. That's what they're called at Tim Hortons. An ice cap. It's just like a coffee smoothie, basically, is what it is, with tons of sugar. So it tasted like that mixed with the bitterness of the coffee jelly. And they also put, I don't know, they sprinkled something on top of it. I don't know what it was. Some kind of seasoning. Nutmeg or something. I don't know. It was something. But it was really, really good. And I want more. I want more of it. And I think that's all I had because I ended up getting heat exhaustion. It wasn't heat stroke. Yeah. It was heat exhaustion. That was not good.
I was about to say, when it's hot, like, you don't really feel like eating so much, right?
No. And I didn't feel it until the next day. I felt like I was hungover, which did not feel great. And I was like that for 2 days. And I was drinking plenty of water. Like, I always have my water bottle with me and I make sure it's full. Did my best to stay out of the sun as much as possible. And clearly that didn't work. So need to change up how I do things, I guess. I ended up buying a UV umbrella.
Those are really good.
I always kind of put it off because, not that I really looked all that hard in the stores, but like when I saw people with them, it was always the the really frilly ones I saw people with. And like, I never wanted that. When I finally started looking, I'm like, okay, they make ones that look like just normal umbrellas. Like,
yeah, not these they do.
Frilly parasols. Like, I don't want
that. No. Yeah, those are just like fashion ones. If you go to like, I even think Plaza has them, but like Plaza or like any department store, they have a really big selection.
Yeah, I bought mine from Hans.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. Yes.
And I splurged on a nice one. It was 5,000 yen, but it comes with like a nice carrying case that hooks onto my bag. It automatically opens and everything, and it looks nice. Because I saw cheaper ones at Uniqlo.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I feel like the standard is like 4,000, 5,000 yen about. I don't know. I guess Uniqlo is good, though. I trust them. But I don't know. I wouldn't go lower than that.
Well, and like the ones from Uniqlo are obviously like they're cheaper, right? And it didn't have like the nice like clip to hang off my bag. Because, you know, I don't want to put the umbrella in and out of my bag all the time. Like, I want it easily accessible.
How much are the Uniqlo ones?
2,000 yen.
Wow, that's really cheap.
Yeah.
Man, they need to advertise that more because I feel like people would buy it. But I don't know. I don't know if I would trust it.
It's one of those like small ones, like the small personal ones. The one I got is a little bit bigger.
Yeah, because also, you know, we're in Urayasu and the wind will kill it.
Boom, gone.
Gone.
I guess since we're on the topic of like keeping cool and keeping safe, these neck coolers are like the new thing.
All the kids have them. I bought one. I bought a Mokusand one.
I just bought just a generic one for 1,200 yen because I wasn't sure how much
Where
I would like it.
Where did you find it for 1,200 yen? That's a great price.
I think the Konbini.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just like, it was 12 or 14. I can't remember exactly. So where did these come from? They just kind of popped up and I saw them and then everyone started wearing them.
Yeah.
Tokyo Disney doesn't sell them, but Universal does, which we'll talk about in a bit here. I like it.
I love it. Yeah.
Because, you know, there's always been like the ice coolers, right? Which is basically just like water inside of a tube. And if it's frozen solid, you can't really move it or maneuver it.
It'll freeze burn you. And these don't do that.
Yeah, the water ones are too cold, right? Like you have to wrap it in something. You get the freezer burn, basically, on your skin. But yeah, these things don't. They're, from what I saw, the technology, like the liquid inside of it was made by NASA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this gel, I guess, and it hardens.
That's super cool.
The gel doesn't really get cold. Like it does get cold if you put it in the fridge, but it's not like freezing.
No, and you can just run it underwater too, which is really cool.
Or leave it at room temperature as long as it's not too warm.
Yeah.
And it'll solidify. And what it's meant to do is, it's not meant to be cold per se. It absorbs your body heat.
Mm-hmm.
So it like keeps you cool, which I guess that makes sense. And how it works is like it's solid at first. And then as it absorbs your body heat, it starts to liquefy, right? Like inside the tube. Then once it's fully liquid, then it's like, okay, like you have to take it off and, you know, re-solidify it, re-harden it. I don't know how to explain it. But I've been using it and I'm a fan.
I love it. Mine has Samenyan on it. But yeah, the kids had it first. The kids had it early on. And I'm like, what is that? And they're like, oh, you can use this and it keeps you cool. I'm like, really? And then I saw a whole bunch of other kids using it. And I was like, I need one of those. And it's really useful.
Yeah, it feels nice. I was skeptical at first thinking, how is this supposed to keep me cool? But it helps.
It works really well. Yeah.
So yeah, Universal has their own like branded neck coolers. Ones that have like the USJ logo and then ones with like Jurassic Park on it and things like that. They're a little expensive. They're like 3,500 yen.
Oh, so it's like about 1,000 yen more than like other character branded ones.
Yeah. So you're kind of paying a premium. But now that I know that I like them, I'm willing to buy one.
How many of them are you going to use?
I probably won't buy more than one. Once this one maybe doesn't work anymore, if it breaks or something, I'll get a USJ one.
Do they have jaws? That would be super cool.
I think so. I want to say they do.
They have to.
They must. I'm not sure. I don't remember all the ones they had exactly.
Do they have Mario ones, like Super Nintendo?
No, they didn't have any Mario ones.
Not yet.
My guess is something to do with, you know, Nintendo is very controlling with their merchandise and everything. But yeah, so Universal's doing, they kind of have like two summer events going on. So one is the Power Up Summer, which is basically Mario, which is going on until August 24th. And then they have the One Piece Premiere Summer Show, which, you know, has been running for well over a decade now.
Right.
I guess this is the first year it's back fully. Like, it was back last year, but it wasn't at full, I guess, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And then, of course, prior to that, you know, it was the pandemic and everything, so that it wasn't happening. But now this is like the first year it's back, like fully back. And that's going on until October 10th.
Oh, that's late.
Yeah, it goes on for a little bit.
Cool. What's going on with the Mario thing?
So the Mario thing is super fun. By the time this episode comes out, our video will be on YouTube. It's a stage show. Fancy that. A summer stage show. And you have four teams. So there's Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad. And they're all there for the summer or whatever. I don't really know what the story is. But they come out, and depending on where you're standing, that's the team that you're on. So there's like four big flags.
Yeah.
And that represents like what team you're on. And you know, the characters come out and they're jumping around the stage and everything. And then there's water cannons shooting, and there's performers like shooting water guns. Like there's water guns that they have, and you can actually buy that water gun. Like it looks like a bazooka. Like that thing is huge.
I heard that they run out of those like really quick.
So they have, how it works is there's ones you can buy for yourself. You can buy it. Or there's ones they will lend you for the show. And I guess they only have so many, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you can participate. And what you're supposed to do is, they kind of made it into a game where whatever team can shoot the most water on the flag and get the team flag to go up the mass. So like on the back of the stage, there's four poles, and they have like each of the characters. And once they start telling you to start spraying these big banners that are on the stage, then the flags start going up.
Oh my God. It's like a country fair game.
Yeah. Just with like tons of water flying everywhere.
That's so funny. That's a really good idea.
And the music is good. Like it's an original song.
Yeah. That's so cool though.
It's a bop, basically, is what it is. And Bowser Jr. shows up for a little bit to cause some havoc. So that's the first time
we
see a different costumed character show up. Which is very cool. He shows up for a little bit and causes some havoc. So yeah, it's a really fun show. You're going to get wet. One of the cool pieces of merchandise that they have are these color-changing shirts. And I was surprised on how it worked because, you know, when I think of color-changing clothing,
I think of like the 90s.
Yeah, I think of like those like cheap shirts that it doesn't really quite work.
You have to like touch it and it changes. Like,
yeah, it's just, it's weird, right?
Because it doesn't work in the summer because it's temperature based.
Yeah.
And the summer's like completely hot.
But no, this, I looked at how it works and it works really well.
Wait, how does it work?
The parts that change color, it's like this translucent material. And it's layered. So the actual colored fabric is behind it. And so when the front layer gets wet, they stick together, showing, like revealing the color.
Smart.
So there's no way, like it's not going to like dim over time. Cause you know, those color changing clothes, when they got wet, it would just kind of get dull after a while. Like however those were done. It just didn't work, right?
USJ is so good with being like on trend for merch.
Yeah, very clever on how they did that. And there was also pattern revealing shorts.
Cute.
I wasn't too interested in it. I'm like, I don't need them. But I do want that shirt. I did buy the shirt. The shirt was pretty cool.
What was the design on the shirt?
Mario, Peach, Luigi, and Toad from the show. And it's this like Super Mario Power Up Summer on it. So exclusive for Universal, which I thought was pretty cool. So they don't have much for food in terms of like Mario food for the summer. They only have one item, and that's at the Mario Cafe. And it's a strawberry smoothie.
Yum.
Which was really good. It was very strawberry. There's like actual strawberries in it, strawberry syrup, strawberry smoothie, everything. It was great.
Yeah. Kids love smoothies.
Oh, yeah.
Smoothies they freaking are so love good. It.
It was really funny when I got the smoothie. The team member looked at me and said, there's a mustache, like, you know, they put the paper mustache on the straw. She's like, if you hold it up to your face, it would look like you have a mustache. And I looked at her and I gave her this look of, I have a beard. And then she looked at me and she like realized what she said. And we both started laughing because we both realized like, I already have facial hair. So it was a really cute moment.
It was cute. Yeah.
She was obviously, you know, rattling off her script, which is fine. So it was just really funny. What else is there? The One Piece summer show. I got to watch that and it was fantastic. I've never seen it before. Have you seen it before?
I have not. It seems like it's really fun. I don't know One Piece very well, so
I don't either. I don't really know it.
Like, the thing is, it's so popular. It's like insanely popular.
And it's like 20 seasons long, like the anime. And the manga.
Like, I don't even know how many manga there are. There's like, it what, like going. Hundreds of them, right? Like the books, like hundreds. It's insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know Luffy and I know Nami. That's it. And the mermaids. I love the mermaids. That's it. That's all I know.
So the show is an extra charge. Like, it's a separate ticketed show.
Sure. I mean, I understand why. Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite the production. And I guess for those that are interested in it, tickets are only available in Japanese online. So through the USJ website, it's only in Japanese. They're not listed in the English ticket website. Third parties don't have them. You have to get it through the USJ website.
Can you do like Google Translate or something? Or
yeah, you can. If you want to try that way, you can. People have been looking for it and get a little confused, which understandably so.
Yeah, that's such a shame because it's so, I think it's really popular overseas too, right?
Yeah, I think it's a case of they almost don't need to put it in English because it sells out. Like, it's pretty much sold out already.
Yeah.
You can check Lawson. Like, Lawson also sells them. But again, it's pretty much all sold out anyway. As soon as the tickets go on sale, you have to buy them, like, that day. Like, you have to know what date you're going. Otherwise, you're probably not going to get a ticket. I should say, when I did this, it was for a press event. So that's why I was able to go.
Mm-hmm.
But they do like, I asked specifically, like, how can someone buy tickets? And they do same day tickets if there's some available.
Oh, wow.
So if you want to try the day that you visit, it's right at the front of the park to the right when you go in through the turnstiles. There's a big sign. It'll say One Piece Premiere Summer. Like, you won't miss it. And there'll be a big sign outside that'll say, like, if there's tickets available or not. So if you're really keen, you can line up and hopefully get tickets for that day, for that showing. I think the show usually starts around 6:45, 6:40. It's an 80-minute show. It's not short. 80 minutes, something like that.
So you have to be careful that it doesn't conflict with express passes and things like that.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of like logistics that you have to kind of figure out. And it's in the Waterworld theater show area. And Waterworld is still happening. Like, it still happens during the day. It's just One Piece happens at night. I can't spoil anything about the show itself. We were asked not to, but it's a brand new show. Like, they updated the whole thing. Like, it's a new story, new everything. I had a great time. It was fun. It was a fun show. There was so many characters, though.
Yeah, there's a ton of characters.
People were cheering and everything. I know the main characters. I think I read online there's over 1,000 characters in One Piece.
Do they have the mermaids?
I don't think so. I don't think they had them in this show in particular. It was a spectacle. One thing I can mention, though, they did this really cool thing, and I've never seen this done before. So I don't know if this is new or what, but when some of the characters were fighting, they would have other performers that were just, you know, dressed all in black to make it look like they're not there, right?
Oh, yeah. I know.
And they would have these, like, basically blankets.
Yeah.
And they would like stand behind the character in like a line, and then the character would do a special move, but then the LEDs on the blankets would light up and it would basically look like a special move, like a fireball was flying out of their hand, or like they were swinging their sword and they cut something. Like, it was just really neat.
That's great.
It really added to it. That was something I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Like, it was this big, for those that have seen the Waterworld show, like, it's outside of the water, like, there's very minimal space for performing and all that. And then there's, like, obviously stuff down in the water. And then there's other stage components and whatnot, too. So adding these, like, this little extra element, I thought was really cool. I would say if you can, like, if you're a One Piece fan, you definitely want to see it.
I would Google Translate that website to get it in advance.
Yeah. if you're not a One Piece fan, then it's probably not worth the hassle. I couldn't follow the story at all. I could understand what was being said most of the time, but I don't know what's going on. Someone's mad at this person. They're fighting. There's stuff going on. This person's mad. I don't know. There was a lot of fanfare, a lot of people cheering in the crowd when characters would do certain things. And when certain characters would show up, there was just like a lot of cheering. It was very energetic show.
Cool.
They had a ton of merchandise, which they always do for One Piece, I think. There was a lot. All the major characters had a line of merchandise. It was like a t-shirt and a headband and a shoulder bag and something else. They all had their own stuff. The lineup to get into the shop was ridiculous, but it's cool. For food, there really wasn't too much. They had a lot of shaved ice, I guess. There was a minion shaved ice, which was like a standard like pineapple and blue Hawaiian, which was, you know, pretty standard. Then there was like a Snoopy one with strawberry and peaches, which was, you know, it was good too. My favorite, though, was the Jaws one. They had a Jaws shaved ice.
Jaws is always the winner.
It's very macabre.
Oh my God, is it blood? Tell me it's blood.
There's blood, yeah.
Yes.
It's blue shaved ice, like blue Hawaiian, but then the bottom has like strawberry syrup.
Oh my God.
On the bottom, so it looks like there's blood.
That's the only thing I would want.
It was really good.
That's amazing.
The one thing they added on it, which I thought was really good, was there was cream on the top, but it wasn't like cream from a can, you know, like Cool Whip or anything. It was
like foam.
It was almost like it was scooped, like, you know, the cold cream that you scoop out that kind of goes on top of like pie. Is that a Canadian thing? Maybe it's a Canadian thing. I don't know.
Like cream, like just like whipped, like hand whipped cream.
It comes out of a container, but it's cold. It's cold cream and it's hot. It's almost like butter. Like it's hard, like butter. Yeah, I guess it's Cool Whip. Is that what it is? Yeah, sure.
Like it's like in a tub, right?
Yeah. That. So that, and it's on top, but it's sea salt flavored.
Yes.
And it was that just added to it. They had peaches, canned peaches, which I didn't care for. Almost every shaved ice had peaches on it. And so peaches was becoming like the corn for me.
That's like the seasonal thing, right? Right now, everything's peaches.
I don't like peaches. I don't like canned peaches. I like fresh peaches. Like,
fresh, you know, the peaches, big, yes. Yeah.
Fresh, juicy peaches, yes. Canned peaches and like fake peach flavor, no.
No, because of the syrup. Yeah, I get that. I understand.
So that's what they're using, I think, is canned peaches. And it has like that syrupy taste, which I don't like.
I understand. Yeah.
But other than that, the Jaws one is really good. It's just very creative.
It's so cute.
Yeah, it's good. If you're going to get a shaved ice, get that one. It's in the Amity Village area. It's at the boardwalk.
I'm going to make my own. I'm going to print Semignon and put it on top.
Do it.
Yes.
And then put it on threads?
Maybe I will.
Oh, goodness. And they had some like random food at the Bellagerie, the Beverly Hills Bellagerie, however you say that. There was like a coconut cream mousse dessert, which was pretty good. And then there was another a peach jelly dessert, which I was like, didn't really care for because it was, again, peaches.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Is there a Princess Peach peach dessert? Did they not have Princess Peach peach shaved ice? Don't.
No, that would have been pretty obvious, right? That would have been, I guess, an obvious one to do, and they never did. Maybe next year. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not really summer related, but summer adjacent, I guess. I rode Jurassic Park the ride one last time because it's closing.
What is it closing?
September. Yeah, it's closing in September until 2025. So they're doing something to that ride. My guess is they're probably retheming it to Jurassic World.
Yeah. Well, make it cool and that's good.
I wonder if we're just going to get a copy of the one in Hollywood. Like the one in Hollywood's pretty good. Like I did it. The update version, it's pretty good.
Nice.
So I rode it one last time because it's really like nostalgic for me because I first rode it back in 2003.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of a special place in my heart for that ride. And then I also did Spider-Man, another one that is closing. This one is closing permanently.
Yeah.
In January of 2024. And we don't know what's replacing it. There's speculation that Well, we talked about this a few episodes ago, didn't we?
I think we did. Yeah.
Yeah, it's closing, but they just started doing the farewell event at the same time with the summer event. So there's a special express pass that you can buy, which I guess is only on the Japanese ticket website. It's called Express Pass 1, and it's only for Spider-Man.
Oh, wow.
But when you buy it, you get this commemorative newspaper, the Daily Bugle.
Shut up. That's cute.
That has like the history of the ride in it.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only way to get it. They gave me one, and it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping that. That is mine. I'm keeping that because that is so freaking cool. You also get the ride photo that's also included with the Express Pass. And then the team members have stickers, like farewell stickers. So if you ask a team member, they'll give you a sticker. It says, you know, Spider-Man Universal Studios Japan on it.
Aww.
They have farewell merchandise as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they have just a bunch of, you know, t-shirts and pass cases and memos and clear files, which I bought. And that says The Adventures of Spider-Man 4D, 4K, The Ride, whatever. I never get the name right because it's so long. They have a bunch of that stuff, which is really nice. They made a key, like a plush keychain version of the Spider-Man Nikuman they used to have. Do you remember mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
So they have a little like plush keychain version of it, which is pretty cute. And it's called Spider-Man.
That's cute.
Then they have little cup noodles. Guess what it's called? It's called Spider-Men.
That makes sense.
For those that don't know, men is another word for noodles, like a type of noodle. So it's Spider-Men. It says spider in katakana and then men with the kanji. It's like Spider-Man, which is, I think, really clever. They also made a little like carrying case that looks exactly like the cup noodle with Spider-Man on it that you could buy and you can open it up and just put stuff in it and hangs on your bag.
Because it's a popular souvenir.
Yeah, it's omiyage, right? People love that stuff. It's pretty cool. I didn't buy it. A lot of people were buying it, which I thought was pretty cool. And then there was like the collectible can badges, like the buttons and a couple other like collectible things. There's a hat, expensive hat. It was a collaboration with some hat brand. I don't remember the name of the brand, but it was like 8,000 yen for the hat. It's one of those brands, you know, that has like, they put their gold sticker on the brim of the underside of the brim of the hat because it's a flat brim. Like it's one of those brands. Yeah, that's going on, I think, until the ride closes. So it'd be exciting to see what goes there next, whatever it may be. We'll find out eventually.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, summer at the parks, it's hot, it's busy. Not the most ideal time to go. But if you do go, you know, stay cool, stay safe, have lots of kakigori, a lot of shaved ice. Try and stay out of the sun as much as you can so you don't get heat exhaustion or heat stroke. We don't want that. Do you have anything to add about the summer stuff?
It's too hot.
It's true. It is too hot.
But you know what we didn't talk about? It's not at the parks, but it's really, really cool. If you're in Japan in one of the areas, you should check it out. For some of the fireworks festivals in the summer, Disney is doing this drone show, which looks super, super cool. I don't think they're doing it in our city because our city is having the fireworks in autumn. So I think they're going to miss it.
Yeah, the 40th anniversary drone show.
Looks really cool.
Yeah. I don't remember the dates.
Yeah, there's a website.
Yeah, it's on our website. I'll put it in the show notes. It's around Japan. Like, it's mm-hmm. going to be happening in a few places. So it's not happening at Disney. This is not happening at the Disney parks.
No, unfortunately. I feel like the Shizuoka might be one of the closer ones if you're in that area.
Yeah, I guess that's like, yeah, south. South of here. Before we want to thank some wonderful explorers who are supporting us over on Patreon. And remember, if you want to support us there, you can head on over to patreon.com/TDR now. So a big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Shani B. Why does it say O? I must have typed something. It says Shani B O. Like OH. Sorry, Shani. I don't know why that's there. Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, and Beverly.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kate, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
And remember to rate and review us on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening to us from, and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on our shows. And you can find us on our website, tdrexplorer.com. Also, all over the socials under the same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for tdrexplorer.com. And I'm the one that's trying to avoid canned peaches. Peaches are not for me. And joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
I'm going to make that shaved ice. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to do like my own fruit like puree. And I'm going to do it with Sauvignon. And, oh my God, so the person Juno made little cats in bikinis. So you could take the cat in bikini design and have Sauvignon coming up like it's coming from under, like in the Jaws movie promotion.
Oh my goodness, that's cute.
Wouldn't that be amazing? It would be. I'll do my best. I'll try.
Okay.
My family is going to be like, what are you doing? And I'll be like, shush, I'm working.
All right. Well, when you do, post it on Threads and I'll check it out. All right, explorers, we'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.